me go live on
Gotcha.
Spotify. We're live on Spotify as well, so like, share, subscribe, and let's get into some news, man.
Yeah, let's go down into it.
So the Yankees finally have their press conference.
Yep.
And at this point in time, the Yankees have offered James Rounson the job of hitting coach. And let me see. He spent this guy Ronson, the new hitting coach. I guess they call him the new bat whisperer. He spent 6 years in the minor leagues as a hitting coordinator in the Yankee organization before leaving to the Cubs in 2012. Now, that's where he briefly took over as the major league hitting coach. And after 2 years in Chicago, he returned to New York and resumed his previous role. Notably, he presided over the minor league system while Aaron Judge rose through the ranks from 2014 to 2016. Now, Ronson left for greener pastures again in 2017, spending the next 3 years as hitting coach for the Twins. After that, he was the Marlins bench coach from 2020 to 2022, and most recently, the 47-year-old spent the 2023 campaign as the assistant hitting coach for the Detroit Tigers.
Yeah,
So they're bringing a guy back that they have some type of experience with.
I see that.
And and given the years of experience with the Yankees he has already with them, Ronson seems like a perfectly qualified and logical hire indeed to make a sense of considering the Yankees are looking for a hitting coach.
Well, in my opinion, there's like a reason he's been moving around all these years. In my opinion, I don't know, like maybe he's the best we got, but I'm not really excited about it. But they have to hire somebody.
What they're saying is, Ronson is the complete opposite of Sean Casey. Now the hitting coach will be he will be replacing Casey, and Kate and Sean Casey has no previously coaching experience, but only playing experience across 12 major league seasons. But according to the Yankees, likely Casey was there for his on-field experience. Indeed, they were looking for a similarly experienced candidate to replace him. And now they need a bench coach too, because Carlos Mendoza is being interviewed by the Mets and the Padres now.
Oh no, Carlos Mendoza, he officially got hired.
Oh, snap, I forgot. Yeah, I didn't see that. So he's the Mets. That's right. He's
Manager now.
the Mets manager now. So we lost a guy. So Ronson will be the Yankees' fourth hitting coach in many years.
Yeah, see the problem there? Like we keep hiring guys and then firing guys, and there's a reason. Like we could keep hiring people and nothing will ever change.
That's true. And other Yankee news, the Yankees are reportedly considering bringing back Frankie Montas for the
Yes.
2024 season. And while his tenure with New York was with injury, Frankie Montas has an effective start. He's effective starting pitcher during his time in Oakland, pitching a 3.50 ERA and 89 career starts for the Athletics. Montas could represent an could represent a low buying candidate for the Yankees that they can get back, and they don't have to pay a lot of money for him. So, I mean, at this point in time, it doesn't really matter if they bring him back or not. I guess they should.
Yeah, it's low. It's low risk, high, or low reward. Like, because let's see what we could get out of him. Because, like, if he has a healthy season and, you know, he stays healthy and proves to be good, then he could get a bigger contract somewhere else. Hello?
Yeah, so now
the
Yankees have selected a contract, Carlos Navarez.
Never heard of the guy.
Now, Carlos Navarez, he turns 25 in a few weeks. He's a right-handed hitter. He signed with the Yankees as an amateur from Venezuela before the 2016 season. He's the cousin of Mets catcher Omar Navarez. And Carlos has spent the past 7 years in the Yankee system. He didn't reach low A until 2021, but he has posted a respectable numbers over the past couple of years with the three true outcomes approach. Let's see. Narvis spent this year in double A, but spent the bulk of the season in AAA, Scranton, Wilsbury. And he hit 10 home runs across 48 games for the Rail Riders. Narvez walked 15% of the time of his plate appearances, but struck out more than a quarter of the time. So he has a high strikeout rate.
Yeah, wow. Just what we need on this team, more people that strike out.
So I don't know. He's a catcher, though. So he would be. So the ability to draw free passes and bring some power from behind the plate is clearly still wait, let me see. Narvez has spent parts of 7 seasons in the minors, meaning he would have become a minor league free agent after not added to the 40-man roster. So he joins Higashioka, Jose Trevino, Ben Rovert, and Austin Wells. So now they got 5 catchers on the roster.
Yeah. Wow, that's ridiculous. Like, five.
So he'll probably be sent back down to AAA.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to make the... I think they're going to have him on the 40-man just in case there's an injury, but I don't see him in the roster.
Yeah, me neither. I don't even... Well, he's just a pickup that the Yankees had no choice of picking up.
Yeah, basically.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now the Yankees have... So the Yankees had their press conference today and with Hal Steinbrenner. And basically, Hal Steinbrenner and them didn't even say much.
Yeah, as expected.
Right?
Yeah.
What were the highlights from that interview?
Nothing.
Yeah, I hear you. Nothing. Hold on, let me make sure my audio... And basically, Hal Steinbrenner and them... Perfect. Just make sure it's up. But that's crazy though, man, that he and the press conference was even that long.
Oh yeah. It was like probably a couple of minutes long and then he left.
So it's like, you know, he was frustrated with the team. He wanted to make big changes with the team and do all these things. And now finally when they have the press conference to talk about it, he doesn't even want to talk about it.
Oh yeah, well, it was so hard. It's just a mouthpiece every year. They say that they're going to do these changes, and they never do. So it's like, you know, I honestly thought that because of them missing the playoffs, I thought something was going to change. But, you know, nothing ever did. So it's like, you know, run the same team back, and then they expect different results. Like, it is what it is, to be honest. Like, Like as a diehard Yankee fan, I'm frustrated because you know I obviously thought that something was gonna change, but you know it is what it is. Like to be honest,
it's called insanity.
Yeah,
for you to think that. Is. For you to think that you're going to do the same thing and get different results. You know?
Exactly. Like driving a broken down car and then, you know, and then thinking, oh, maybe it drives better the next time.
Yeah, right? The next time you take it out, it'll drive better.
Yeah, exactly.
It's true, man. I don't get their antics. And then Brian Cashman, he was cursing and all kind of stuff at his press conference.
Oh yeah, what was that about?
I guess he's really frustrated with Yankee fans that he don't do his own job.
What's it called? Well, he should be. He should be feeling the pressure. Like I don't know how was this guy. How is this guy still employed?
For real.
Yeah.
I mean, by now, so many GMs have been fired by now.
Oh, yeah, right? What's up, Bob? Yeah, there's been so many. I forgot what team fired their GM, I think, right?
The Mets. A bunch of people. Yeah. The Marlins.
Yeah, see? And we're over here like... You know, we're over here like, you know, I don't know.
Well, Brian Cashman's signed for another 4 more years.
Oh, well. So, I mean, even if they're going to renew the contract anyways.
I don't think he wants to come back after the 4 years.
Oh, wow. Cashman was actually talking smart and stuff like that. He was talking about like Sonny Gray, you know. They like I guess he got annoyed with them asking him about like the bad trades that he's made and stuff like that. You know, he's saying Sonny Gray's currently in competition for a Cy Young award. So you know, all right. So you know, he was he's delusional basically.
Yeah, he is. I mean, to be honest, I wouldn't bring back Sonny Gray anyway. He just had one good year, you know?
Yeah.
I wouldn't bring him back but at all. The one they should get is Aaron Nola or what's that guy? Weber? Right? Is it Weber? Or what's this guy's name? From the San Diego Padres. Is it Weber? Weber? Josh Weber or Weber?
I don't know.
They should pick that guy up. That'll be a nice one to pick up instead of Frankie Montas.
How about would you pick up Michael Wacha?
I don't even know who that is.
What's so far? He could be a dependable starter. I mean, he did. You know, I don't expect him to be a difference maker, but the Padres also have him.
Well, they got some big names over there, you know, in free agency, man. You know, so they could definitely get a big name starter.
Yeah.
You know that Japanese kid Yokomoto, he's a Tommy John surgery waiting to happen.
Yeah, definitely. Because if you look at his numbers, his pitch counts, like in Japan, they were all like 115, 110. So he's a risk.
And imagine this, that the guy pitches in a dome where climate is controlled, right? Yeah. I mean, he can't control the climate in Yankee Stadium.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, with the cold and all that, he's going to die out there.
Yeah.
Tanaka did. Tanaka didn't last long as a Yankee. None of the Japanese players last long.
No.
None of them do. I mean, they say Tanaka was their best player. How? If the guy retired at like 32 years old.
Oh, Oh yeah, that's true. And he's
You know what I'm saying?
He's not the same guy who he used to be.
He was horrible the last years he played, you know?
Even in Japan right now, he took a massive pay cut.
Yeah. I think like Korean players are better than Japanese players though.
Oh yeah, speaking of, what's it called? I would like the Yankees to pick up that guy that plays in the Korea League. I forgot his name on the top of my head, but he's a lefty back that, you know, that plays outfield, I believe. And
We
could use somebody like him.
I remember you telling me about that guy. Yeah. I mean, a player. Like, I would take a player, but not a pitcher. A pitcher in the major leagues do not last long.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But the players do, like Ichiro and them, they last long, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
But there aren't any Japanese players. The one guy, I think he's on the Padres, right? What's his... Shing Ho, whatever his name is. He's the first Asian to win a Gold Glove this year.
Oh yeah. I know who you're talking about. He plays the second base, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, that's the first player other than Ichiro that has been playing, you know?
Yeah, true.
There's not too many of them. I mean, I think the players are better than the pitching, to be honest, in my opinion.
Oh yeah, cause what's it called? It like for them, it wouldn't make a difference, cause they're hitting the ball, and you know, and what's it called with the pitchers and stuff like that? The baseball is different over there. I believe it's smaller, and also they pitch every 6 days.
Right.
Like, I believe like every 6 days.
That is true. That is true. They pitch every 6 days. So you already know they can't handle no 5-day rotation here.
No.
Eventually they're gonna give out.
Yeah, like name me like one successful Japanese pitcher that's come over here.
None.
Yeah, exactly.
The only one I could say is Shohei Ohtani. That's about it.
Oh yeah, well. You know, what's the call? Shohei Ohtani's pitching days are over, though.
Yeah, he had only a few good... How many years he played, like, pitching? Like, 4 years he pitched? That's it?
Yeah, and then
like,
was
four,
it like...
Four, 5 seasons? 4 seasons?
And he wasn't, like, an ace type of pitcher. Like, he was okay.
Yeah, if you got to him, you could get to him.
Yeah.
You know? But, I mean, all he could do now is just hit home runs. He's good at that.
Yeah. Well, you see, with the bat, see? Like, he could hit the home run and stuff like that. You know, they should just keep him that way.
And another thing that we talked about before is that they never got a bullpen pitcher from Japan.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they don't really have any bullpen pitchers. They should start getting some of them guys. I think that might be better than buying a starter.
Oh, yeah, because what's it called? What's it called? People out of the bullpen, they're... They only come in for one inning and stuff like that.
Exactly. So, I mean, maybe you could find a guy in Japan, Korea, that is suitable for that, you know?
Yeah.
We need to find the Wendy Peralta of Japan.
Oh, yeah, true.
That type of guy.
Well, what's it called? Let me see something. What's it called? I'm reading over here that MLB Insider predicts that, you know, that the Yankees end up having a Juan Soto and what's it called, Yamamoto on the Yankees. But you know, I don't see that happening, to be honest.
I don't see Juan Soto leaving, because why would you want to trade Juan Soto?
Exactly.
If you the Padres, why would you want to trade with Juan Soto for some crappy-ass players? Why would you? It doesn't even make no sense.
That's definitely true.
That's like trading Aaron Judge for I don't know, for like somebody on the for some players on the Oakland A's.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like that. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Like why would we get rid of him? It doesn't even make sense. For one more year?
Yeah, unless they actually sign him to the extension and he wants to stay here, then maybe. But if he's just gonna be here for like a rental, no.
And then they say, oh, they'll take we could get Juan Soto for Jason Dominguez, right?
Yeah.
But Jason Dominguez is not gonna play until August, September. So why would they trade for a player that they can't use for the year?
Yeah, that's true.
You understand? It's like these people are so stupid, man. It's like, yo, I be listening. Well, I don't listen to these podcasts no more because they just stupid. And all them other podcasts, they just stupid as hell.
Yeah, true.
So they be saying the most dumbest things. I be like, I get it that, you know, that you gotta show and you gotta talk about nonsense or whatever, but damn, they gotta listen to themselves how stupid they sound.
Exactly. like where are these trade scenarios coming up? Like, come on.
Like, a good one is Cody Bellinger, you know, they could get Cody Bellinger. I could that probably happening, you know, they could buy him. You know, because he's a free agent, I believe, right? Isn't he a free agent?
Yeah, he declined his option.
Yeah, so that's a guy. I would like to see the Yankees get Tasca Hernandez, too. That's another one that the Yankees should pick up. That'll be a big bat right there. And that would be your outfield, man, right there, you know? And they can win with that team.
I mean, I don't think it would make them World Series contenders, but, you know, like, hopefully it plays out to be what it is, you know?
And then we get the player, and then they get hurt, too, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And then we don't see them until July, you know?
Yeah, what's the call? It's something about New York. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, what's it called? Maybe it's the air or something. Like, something in New York that makes them injury prone when they get here.
Yo, for real, you know how many players have come to New York and do not last? So many players. It's a lot.
Yeah, definitely.
You know? But, I guess we could probably start ending this podcast. Because we'll be back on Friday with more news, because we'll have a better update on what they said at this press conference, you know, and video and stuff like that, because there's nothing really showing yet. And I don't know why. Usually they come up right away.
Yeah, what's the call? What I'm seeing right now on Twitter, like, is nothing to rave about.
Yeah, because they just scammed us. That's what they did.
Yeah, because I want to take this, like 6 minutes ago, Cashman revealed that the Yankees have the smallest analytical department in the American League East. And that explains why we're light years behind the Astros and Tampa Bay Rays. Like, they're saying that they don't use it. They don't use as much analytics. Like everything Boone does is analytics. Like,
that's what I heard.
The matchups and stuff, that's analytics.
That's what they say. I don't know.
You know?
I don't know, man. They said everything is all analytical when they do things.
Yeah, so this thing is not. So I don't even understand what's going on in this organization.
Yeah, that's true, man. They're in denial. That's what it is. They're in denial.
Exactly. Oh, man. What's the call? People are not going to show up. You know? People are not going to show up.
No, pretty much not, man. But
yeah, because it's like, Oh man, what's it called? People are mad.
Yeah, they mad because they know that the Yankees don't want to spend no money, you know?
Yeah, it's honestly disappointing.
You know, and they're pretty much going to do nothing. And like I always said, they're going to get a player that we never heard about and we never talked about, and he's going to be a Yankee.
Yeah.
Telling you now, man, mark my words. It always happens. It always happens, you know. But anyway, man, well, let's end it here. We've been on long enough already. And we'll be back Friday with more in-depth stuff to talk about with this press conference going on with Brian Cashman and Hal Steinbrenner. But we want to thank everybody for watching. Like, share, subscribe. And we'll see everybody on the next one. So, so long, everybody. And see ya. Hold on. Let me stop it here.